dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun
I see you changed the intro just a tiny bit today. I figure I'd bring this back in honor of a recent bit of news that Mr. Elon Musk had released this weekend. What do you think? The stream can see me. We're actually streaming live right now. youtube.com/c/goodstufffm_podcast. This is very confusing. But all I should say is you should go to YouTube and search for the Good Stuff Morning Show, and that's us. That's where we'll be.
That's pretty easy to remember.
I can't see anything.
Why can't you see anything?
Can you see me?
Oh, I can see you, Kyle. Oh boy.
So where should I even start? Let's start here. With the glasses.
Starting here.
The eclipse is coming.
Uh-oh. Watch out, Kyle. Watch out. It's coming. Okay. Wait, are you taking your glasses off to read?
No. Sure. Yeah, I can do that. The eclipse is coming, and no, it's not the 2003 Mitsubishi car. It is, in fact, the moment in which the moon will travel over our visage of the sun.
Directly in the sun's path to our eyeballs.
That's right. And I'm quite excited for it. This is supposed to happen on August 21st. It is going over most of the continental United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it is kind of passing over us here-ish. Mm. I'm going to focus this a little bit. We're in California. I'm in much, 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 much more Southern California than you are. You're kind of in the middle.
Like I'm almost smack dab in the middle of California right now.
Like if California was a sandwich, what ingredient would you be?
I would be the four chopped off spider legs that accidentally got mushed into the pastrami.
I like that it's pastrami at least, because that's not necessarily a Californian thing. But is there mustard going? I guess mustard would go on the bread in that situation. Pastrami doesn't have, if it's just pastrami, then you really are in the meat of California.
That's right. The meatle. Come on, give me a ding. I got to get a ding for that one. Thank you.
So we're sort of spread across. See, I'm going to bring up spread now.
There we go.
Yeah, sandwich spread.
This episode is brought to you by sandwiches.
So we're in California. We have a family house in the direct line of the eclipse's path.
Yeah, are you struggling to find the correct words here?
Yes, because all the maps I see of the eclipse look like it is going to slowly like move its way, like it's going to come across the United States from left to right. That's how I read it. All these different maps have the path of totality, as they call it, coming over like parts of Oregon and then kind of cuts through the middle a little bit, just sort of right above Colorado. It finishes over in, I think, North Carolina.
Yeah, kind of like it dips in the middle of the United States.
Yes, and I read it left to right because I think we have a left to right reading language, and so I just inherently think it should be read that way. When in fact, it's happening all at the same time. It's actually going kind of from top to bottom in gradations.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So it's not traveling along the lateral path.
It's not carving a cut through the entire U.S.
That'd be so cool.
Right? Wasn't there a movie where the bottom half of California fell off.
What? The bottom half fell off.
It was like a, it was a straight to TV mini series where we were real freaked out about the potential earthquake, the giant earthquake that could happen in California. Mm-hmm. And they made a movie about it.
I mean, there was a movie called San Andreas where that basically happened.
And The Rock. Yeah, no, I didn't see it.
He thumped and he stumped and he moved California.
That seems counterproductive. I mean, especially because he should really be a rock.
He should really be the new fairy tale of the Three Little Pigs.
Yeah.
It should be The Rock. Just The Rock. The Rock fits in, like, he could be the hero in every fairy tale, but he could also be the villain in every fairy tale. Kind of plays dual roles there. He could be the wolf in The Three Little Pigs. Or no, not even. I mean, he could be the wolf in that, but he could be the wolf in Red Riding Hood.
He would be Red Riding Hood.
He could be Red Riding Hood, yeah, or he could be the lumberjack that murders the wolf.
I completely agree. I think he has the power to.
He has the range.
Most definitely. Yeah. So here are seven things, Kenny, I'm going to run down real quick from the Sacramento Bee, which is the capital of California, you need to know. All seven of them that you need to know about the eclipse. You got to know what you're looking at. Now, we won't read these whole paragraphs. I promise. You need to know what you're looking at, which is basically just the moon going over the sun. Got it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number two, if you don't already have plans, you should probably just stay here.
Okay. Wait. Okay.
Because there's going to be...
If you don't already have plans, then you don't already have plans. It's as simple as that. You don't have plans.
Don't make any. Basically, the entire Sacramento Bee is saying, don't make any plans, Kinnies.
Oh, Kyle, stop. Please don't.
You don't like my bee voice.
I don't need you to do your...
Kyle. Lucky Charms. Wrong cereals.
If I know anything, bees sound like Jerry Seinfeld. Right?
Not going to try it.
Thank you. That got you to stop.
It also says, driving partway won't make much of a difference. So for each 100 miles you drive toward the California-Oregon border from Sacramento, you gain about 8% coverage of the sun. So they're kind of saying, it'll be all right here. It'll be all right.
Okay.
Number, do I ding it or do I leave it?
Don't ding anything.
Okay. All right. Number three, plan your day. The eclipse starts at 9:02 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be at its peak around 10:17 a.m. That's here on the West Coast, obviously.
Okay.
When the sun is about 79% obscured.
That's cool.
We're going to see a good sliver of that sun. So that's not that bad. 9:02 a.m. You got to be up early. It's going to be pretty much the middle of the day for those on the East Coast.
Can I please read this warning here?
Yeah, for number four or number three?
Number three.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. And turn down the air conditioning because the eclipse could strain the state's energy supply by blocking solar energy generation. If you are looking to observe the event with experts, the Powerhouse Science Center and the Sacramento Valley Astro...
my voice. It's a lot longer than you thought it was going to
be. Yeah, I definitely did not take enough breath for that one.
It's... You can go talk to some experts about it, is what they're saying. What had come out recently is number four, get some glasses. It's obviously it's dangerous to look at the sun directly. That was a game we played as kids
in elementary school. It was how long can I look at the sun directly with my eyeballs until I die? And I think I got like 9 seconds.
Okay.
Eight or nine seconds.
As you slowly, slowly squish whatever fluid is around your eyeball.
Right. And so now I just have permanent eclipse in the middle of my vision.
Got it. It's sort of like
it's about a nickel sized dot that just like hangs out and just kind of wiggles in my eyeball.
What would be the opposite of tunnel vision?
Out vision? Out of a tunnel vision?
Out of a tunnel vision.
Outside vision? What do you mean? Oh, I see what you mean. Like instead of it coming down to a point, it like starts in the middle and kind of like goes out. You can see the peripheral something like peripheral obstruction view.
You're trying to make it more medical than I was hoping for. I was thinking maybe more like you're coming out of a tunnel, like you're breathing out, maybe exhale vision.
Exhale vision. That's not bad.
Okay.
But that also assumes that you play the game where you have to hold your breath when you go through a tunnel.
Which, if you don't,
which everybody should,
you most definitely should, unless you have asthma, and maybe that's probably a bad idea.
Nope.
Just a little bit.
Not a good excuse.
So glasses. Amazon is probably one of the scariest places I have looked for these glasses. And you saw as we started the stream over on YouTube.
Oh, that's right.
That's what I'm wearing. You can't see through them at all. The point is that it's kind of like welding glasses where it's so dark. You've frozen. It's so dark that
I'm frozen.
You were frozen on the video. I'm sorry. It's so dark that all you can see through here is the sun.
That's a good thing, right?
That is the best thing.
All you can see through these glasses is your son. Look at him. He's sitting there. No daughters.
Oh, gosh. I bought a whole bunch of, I have a whole pack of these. So we're all,
I don't know. You're just safe. Like waving them. How many do you have?
One, two.
Count them, please.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 total.
All right, cool. So I have a pair in that package.
Is that correct? Yes, that is correct.
Thank goodness, because I was going to forget.
If I didn't go
onto Amazon right this instant,
yeah,
I would forget until August 20th and go, I can't get same day shipping. Oh, no.
These weren't even same day shipping. The problem with these, well, I assumed that they would have a whole bunch of these particular ones, at least the ones that are ISO rated, conforms and meets the transmission requirements of ISO 12312-2 filters for direct observation of the sun. That's what these say. You need to be
transmission,
careful.
Transmission, you say.
That is transmission. That is exactly. You really don't need to interrupt me again, but thanks. That's what these are. There are ones out there that do not meet these standards. So please be careful. Number five. Remember to look down, they say.
When you're walking on the street, remember to look down and don't step on acorns.
Thank you, PSA.
That's my squirrel PSA.
Yeah.
I am a squirrel.
So you can do a squirrel voice and I can't do a bee voice?
Okay, you do your bee voice. I'll do my squirrel voice from now on.
Okay, all right. Bee, it's, what do we, bee and squirrel in the morning. number six. Oh, do you want to know what that one was about?
Wait.
It just says look at weird shadows. It literally says look for weird shadows.
Cool. Cheese grater. I just saw a word. I just picked out a word from that paragraph.
Okay. Number six, photo tips. Don't look the sun through binoculars. Obviously.
And that's what you do as a kid. You use a magnifying glass or binoculars and you magnify the sun's rays on the unsuspecting, like, ants that are crawling into your house. And then you burn a hole in their line. And you draw the line. You say, no ants cross here. And they say, I'm just an ant.
Or you are a terrible child and you take the cap off of an entire bottle of off and take a lighter to it and burn those ants to the ground.
Whoa. You were a weird child.
Yeah. Number six, photo tips. Okay. So we talked about this.
Yeah.
This is one of those moments where I don't think I'm going to even try to take a photograph. No. Because I know it would be like going to, okay, maybe I'll take a photograph of everyone there, everyone who I spend this time with. But right, I will
that's,
not.
That's one of the other ideas.
Right. I will not take a photograph or try to at all of this eclipse. Because there are going to be YouTube channels and live streams and photos on fizz.org and all sorts of stuff that will do a much, 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 much better job than me. Mm-hmm. And number seven, if you miss it, the next partial solar eclipse will be visible from Sacramento, if you're there, in 2023. The moon,
okay, so 6 years.
That's right. The moon, they say, will obscure 80%.
Okay, but this one's a total solar eclipse.
That is correct. So we're all right. Yeah. So if you're in the U.S., be sure not to miss it. August 21st, morning on the East Coast, like 1 p.m. Or which way did I say it? I'm just going to make it even more confusing for you. Morning on the West Coast. Middle of the afternoon on the East Coast. Just
10:17 is every peak eclipse time.
Everyone is talking about it. So go check it out.
Do it. Also, I went to fizz.org and it took me to it rerouted me to fizz.com, which looks like
PHYS.
Wait, what?
PHYS.org. That's the one I'm looking for.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense. I thought you said fizzed, like F-I-Z-Z-E-D.
Nosed kinnies. That's not what I mean.
You sound like a mouse being electrocuted.
No! Stop!
I am Thaddeus P. Brain the Third.
That's right.
Don't kill me.
Yes, do not send me into his brain, please. on a related note, well, speaking of being electrocuted, no. What? How about this path of totality? Nope. I've got the everything bagel chips.
Yeah, I know. I can see behind you.
I got them. Oh, yeah. Here you go. I got them this weekend. And this is a part, of course, the vote for your fave. They say, do us a flavor, where they created three different potato chip flavors. We talked about it on episode 158. No, 358 of this program. we expect you to actually
200 there.
This is the longest con. Hey, follow up. I figure I would just try them now for breakfast.
Okay. And have you eaten these before?
I have.
The bag's open.
Bag's already open.
Yeah, full disclosure, you probably ate these already.
I mean, on the proper jail.
Oh. You just left it open? You didn't try to roll it up?
No, I clipped it. I got a little cat clip.
Yeah. You gotta roll it and then clip it.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Oh. And please give us your real time feedback of the kettle cooked everything bagel chips from Lay's with the flavor
with cream cheese is the.
Oh gosh!
So that seems to be the kicker here. Because it's kind of tart, kind of yogurt like.
Yogurt chips. Oh man, that's disgusting sounding.
It's like if you cooked down an onion in a pan and then poured milk on it.
Oh god,
that's what it tastes like.
Kettle cooked milk onion chips.
Milk onion chips, basically. So anyway,
all right, toss them in the bin, yo.
Oh, they're not going in the bin. They're going back. I'm going to have
more. You're
going
to keep eating them?
Yeah. They're not bad.
Do you like them?
I don't not like them.
That's not a glowing review there.
Yeah.
Gotta say.
I know. You're right.
Yeah.
So That's that. Wow. We got through everything I wanted to get through. Kenny, let's get to some headlines.
These are today's headlines.
All right, here we go. Elon Musk casually shares an animation of the world's most powerful rocket. On July 27th, Elon Musk announced on Twitter that its maiden voyage will be sometime this November. Now, the SpaceX founder and self-proclaimed boring person, funny one, has released an animation showing the rocket launch on his Instagram. Music just got really loud in my ears. Oh, God. According to SpaceX, the Falcon Heavy, which it's touting as the world's most powerful rocket, will be able to lift 119,000 pounds, over 54 metric tons, into orbit. It has three first stage boosters that will be entirely reusable if all goes according to plan. Musk has previously said that he doesn't expect the first Falcon Heavy mission to reach orbit, which is not exactly the vote of confidence you'd like to hear from a giant rocket. But seeing as it's this maiden launch has already been plagued by delays, which was initially planned for 2013. Wow, 4 years later, Elon. It's probably good Musk is keeping our expectations tempered. Kinda, I guess. He's teasing us again with this announcement, I guess, 4 years later.
Yeah. And it's not like he's showing a Kenny's freaking out right now, audio listeners.
I don't know why your audio got so loud in my ear holes.
I'm not sure, but what do you want to do? We can try and normalize it here.
No, just keep talking. Okay. I think it's when audio is coming through your side. Kyle's not talking.
I can try and fix that somehow.
That's better. You're fine.
All right. This is not a test firing. This is not anything other than a very cool looking animation posted to Instagram. That's all this is. Now,
right.
Here's, I'm going to tie this all back together. The whole reason why I played the intro to this show that I did this morning.
Yeah.
Is because I own the @FalconHeavy Twitter handle. And I am just waiting for the day that the folks accidentally tag me. Because I am using that, moniker, I guess, for my musical endeavors. I do own also the soundcloud.com/falcon-heavy. That's where I'm posting most of the music for this show. So
yeah,
that's that.
Okay.
Well, wrapping it all up.
Put it on a rocket
and fly to the moon.
You should have grabbed falconheavy.com.
Yeah, I did grab it. Well, the thing was, I grabbed the Twitter handle when they were announcing this, and I just said, that just sounds too cool. I got to have it. And so I did. It's bad on them, SpaceX, that they did not grab it very, very fast. But what use have I gotten out of it since then? Zero.
It doesn't matter. You own it. They have to buy it from you. There you go.
It's not owner. I don't own anything. They could take it away from me in an instant.
They have to show proof of, I was going to say proof of ownership, which they probably do. They own the trademark too, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely they probably do. I've used the account. Anyway, you don't have to follow me there. Follow me @dogburps. That's right. That's the most important one.
And then I'm going to move on here.
Please do. Speaking of burps.
Right? A team of Japanese scientists have developed a way to make and sell a type of ice cream that does not melt, capitalizing on a discovery made accidentally by a chef. So most ice cream starts melting just moments after it's scooped from a container or placed in a bowl or on a cone. If you're eating ice cream from a bowl, you're a monster if you choose that over a cone. Coned ice cream is the best. Do you put it in a waffle cone and then you slip it up. Blip, blip.
Do you Do you remember when I hung up on you last show?
Yeah, I do remember.
I'm gonna do it again.
Don't do it.
If you keep going on your cone tirade.
You know, the last time that you hung up on me was because I told you that everything bagel chips wouldn't be good, and you hung up on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ate them, and you went, meh. So
I blame Lays. I don't blame you. All right, I blame Lays.
Let's get back to this. Let's get back to this story.
Tell me about the ice cream.
So because of the melting and everything, people have taken to eating it quickly. But now that may change, as a team in Japan has found a way to maintain the shape of ice cream no matter how slowly it is eaten. Stop eating it slow. How about that?
Yeah.
Just eat it fast. Yeah. It's ice cream. Eat it. You want to eat it? Put it in your mouth. The ice cream reportedly came about by mistake after a chef in Japan was asked to find a way to use strawberries grown in areas impacted by the earthquake and tsunami back in 2011. That's oddly specific. They wouldn't grow in a normal shape, so customers wouldn't buy them. The chef tried to use the strawberries in other ways, and at one point complained that they caused cream to solidify. Hearing of that complaint, a team at the... Help me out.
A team
Kanazawa?
At Kanazawa University.
Kanazawa University. That's a really cool name for a university, gotta say that. That's probably a town in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
They took a closer look and discovered that a compound called polyphenol. Mm-hmm. I feel like it should be polyphenol.
Polyphenol.
Polyphenol. In the strawberries was responsible for solidifying the cream. The extract they found makes it difficult for water and oil to separate, which is what occurs in regular ice cream. They tried mixing it with ice cream and found it would prevent the ice cream from melting. Wowee. It took us this long to find out that strawberries have some chemistry deal that make it so that... I mean, we've been eating strawberry ice cream for hundreds of years. Why did it take so long for us to find out that strawberries...
Let's say thousands. Let's just go further. Thousands. We've been eating strawberry ice cream for thousands of years.
We've been avoiding the strawberry ice cream and the Neapolitan ice cream for thousands of years.
That's right. And we scoop the pistachio. It's pistachio, right?
Pistachio? What?
Neapolitan. There's a pistachio in a Neapolitan?
No.
What's in a
Neapolitan? Kyle, it's vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
What am I thinking? I'm thinking Spumoni.
Pistachio?
Pistachio.
Oh, gosh.
I really don't. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about my Buzz voice.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Go to BuzzFeed with that one.
I will have to get a job at BuzzFeed.
This sounds awesome, though. I'll say that. I don't know if I would want to buy specific ice cream for like the non-melty kind. Does that mean that the temperature?
No, it
doesn't melt, but it also
that's
it
right
doesn't stop, stay cold.
Stop the train right here because you are absolutely right. It is solid. Point got a point there.
Yeah,
ding. It is not cold. You want me to give you that one?
I suppose this would make for longer lasting. I don't know. Like, could you keep this in the cupboard even?
No,
like,
no.
Cupboard ice cream?
No. The point is, it stays for, they say, 10 minutes in direct sunlight.
What? Even without an eclipse?
That is correct. Yes. No weird shadows on this one. Put sunglasses on your ice cream because it's hot out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to melt.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they're doing multiple flavors now. Of this ice cream. It's not just strawberry.
Right.
There is a video out there of this like bear shaped fudge poppy looking thing that has this type of ice cream in it, on it, around it. It's popped, you know, it's on a stick. Direct sunlight and it doesn't melt. That's all I had to
say. I think that this would actually be beneficial for what you just described. Ice cream sandwiches. That is a sandwich technology that needs this benefit.
It doesn't matter if it's cold.
Stop melting between the two cookie.
I feel like they kind of are already.
Buns.
I feel like maybe this kind of thing already exists and folks outside of the food technology business have no idea that it exists.
Well, like, what? Maybe like Dippin' Dots is kind of like this. Dippin' Dots doesn't really melt that fast. I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know what Dippin' Dots are.
Just,
marbles?
Yes, pretty much. Just go ask Mark Summers. He'll be able to tell you.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm going to move on to this next one, Kyle.
Please.
Google made another messaging app. Oh, why? Oh. Why is there another messaging platform on YouTube?
Yeehaw!
Yeah, this was kind of rolled out yesterday, especially to me. I updated. I'm going to show you exactly what happened. I updated my app, my YouTube app.
Yeah.
And I had a big red one on it. And I think we've gone over on the show how I hate red bubble ones on my apps. And I need to clear all notifications. They bug me. And so I clicked on the app. And let's actually go. And so I was home and I was looking at my videos and I was thinking, is there a new video that I have to check? So I went to activity. I went to subscriptions. I was in my library. Yeah, I was going all over this stupid app. And then I tried to go to my account page and I couldn't find out how to clear this one notification.
Okay.
And then I actually went back to activity and found out that there is a tab that had YouTube introducing a new way to share, and I clicked on it, and it's a messaging app. It's messaging inside YouTube, and it is super dumb.
So this is
super, super, super dumb.
It's apparently a way to not only share videos but also type
and just text message
in there.
Are there limits on how many characters I can use?
Not sure, but what YouTube has decided to do is give it its own tab, both on iOS and Android, for quote unquote sharing. Is that what it says? Sharing? Is it ING or is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's sharing.
Okay.
I'm using a bunch of predictive text to see how long I can make a message to you in real time.
Oh, wonderful.
And then
so the way that I'll read it later. The way that I found out about this is that you decided to start sharing things with me. So you somehow added a
not present tense, not share, not future tense sharing or anything like that. It's shared. It's past tense.
How long does that work for me? The hotel, where do it come to me when I'm home or at all? That I'm leaving the room to go back and start the game. And it doesn't let us do that if it doesn't work or you have the time of your life. When it doesn't show your name as a message. And apparently,
if you didn't crack up there in the middle, it would have been really profound.
Apparently, I can like these statuses. This is dumb.
This is great. You hearted my message to you.
This is dumb. This is really dumb. This is really dumb. It needs to not exist.
I'm going to troll you with YouTube messages.
Well, the thing is, you and I share YouTube videos with each other all the time. Like right now, we do it right now. So what?
We're sharing video.
I shared a video with you, and it does play inline, which is cool. But I just can't. Oh, if you scroll, it keeps it locked at the. It's kind of sticky. Okay, it's not bad.
No.
One of the things I haven't told you about YouTube is that I have upgraded to Android O, whatever the beta is on this device. Android Oreo. Android.
Have they announced which dessert they're going with?
No, they have not. But it does picture in picture YouTube watching. So if I am watching a YouTube video and I hit the home button, it goes and sucks down into a corner and I can move it around.
Wait, Kyle.
Yeah,
I can do that.
I thought that was an iPad thing, like an iPad.
I can literally do that. So if I'm watching this.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, I can't watch it from the messages. Hold on, let me click on.
Oh no.
Let's watch the stream.
Oh my gosh, we're watching ourselves.
Okay, we're well. So I just
not inside the app. I'm talking about I'm talking about the whole operating system.
Oh, what? Like in the background? Wow. Okay, never mind. That's I'm more impressed. I am very, very more impressed now.
let me also tell you about a couple more things you should be impressed about, Kenny. This month, this is the first episode of the new month. So, of course, we need to talk about National Catfish Month.
Don't catfish me.
This is where I pretend to be a different fish.
I pretended to be your brother for 3.5 years.
That's right, Kenny. Here I am to tell you that.
Oh, my God. It's been 3.5 years.
360 episodes in. I'm doing a 360.
Oh, we got to do something crazy for next episode then. We'll play 1080 snowboarding and let's only do 360s.
1080. It's also National Panini Month. Speaking of sandwiches, okay, so California panini, what ingredient are you? Wow, how deep did I go? Pretty deep.
What?
You have a panini. you have a panini.
Okay, I have a panini. It's in my hands. It's really hot.
It's the shape of California.
Whoa.
But
actually, that's a really good idea.
States in the shape of sandwiches.
Colorado's are boring. And Florida's are hard to eat.
Yeah. The United Sandwiches of America.
That's what Texas toast really should be.
It should be the shape of Texas.
It should be the shape of Texas.
I like this. I would hate to get, though, like you paid $8 and you get Rhode Island. It's just like
that's the crumbs that fall off the Texas.
Are each of them the same size, like with each other? Like does it take
like relative?
Yeah. So you buy like, okay, I'm going to Kenny's Sandwich Company. I order the catering.
Welcome to Kenny's Sandwich Company. What can I get you?
I'd like to actually get your catering platter. The United States of Sandwiches.
Cool. Let me get this other form that I need to fill out for the catering business.
Another one. Okay.
Here we go. Yeah. It's paper. We're not really updated with technology yet. I don't own an iPad.
You mean I can't pay with Apple Pay here? I didn't bring my wallet.
That's you can pay with Apples if you want.
That's okay. Yeah, I have those. I have lots of those in my car right now.
All right.
They're just getting, all right. So we cater
for 16 bushels is the current rate.
It's the going rate for the entire United States of sandwiches.
You got it.
Is it United Sandwiches of America or United States of Sandwiches?
We haven't trademarked either of those, so whatever you say is going to be the new name.
Or have you trademarked both of them? And
I'm holding this paper in my hand waiting for your information.
Okay, sir. Yes, go ahead.
I've lost the bit.
Okay, let's
it's gone.
How about I mention this? It's also get ready. It's also National Sandwich Month.
Oh.
So just
you. Okay. We got to take a pause here.
Just bringing that all the way around.
You took a, sorry, you retweeted last night.
Yeah.
Somebody who said pizza is open faced sandwich.
Yeah. Don't say somebody. It is co-host. Oh, excuse me. My mouth is full of oats. Co-host.
Why are you eating in the episode?
Listen. We're on video, and I figure every time we're on video, I eat something. So, it is co-host of I Guess We're Grownups Now, Brooke Shelley. That's who I retweeted on goodstuff.fm.
Sorry, I did not notice the name. I was too upset.
That's right.
By somebody saying that a pizza is an open-faced sandwich. I almost physically reacted while I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
Did not. I resisted. I held back. It is not an open-faced sandwich. Pizza is pizza.
I was thinking it was more like a calzone in the middle of surgery.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Like you took a calzone and you said, we gotta breathe in, count backwards from 100, please. And then
this month is definitely going to be
across the belly.
It's definitely going to be us saying all of these other foods are now sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
You can say that a hamburger is a sandwich. I am okay with somebody saying that a hamburger is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is not a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
I will murder you.
Or you will not. You will eat my hot dog sandwich.
Kyle, that sounds awful.
Is it a burrito? So is it a burrito or a dog?
When the jury is deliberating, they will find this episode as evidence and me admitting that I will murder you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeehaw. Yeehaw. Let me also.
And then also. No, I was going to say. So we're going to get people, who, you know, we already have the hot dog argument.
Yeah, I know.
This brand new pizza argument. Uh-huh. If one person says that like a taco is a sandwich, I will slap them in the face.
I've seen folks say that a burrito is a taco.
A burrito is a taco, not even a sandwich?
Yeah. Yes. Let's have this.
All of the foods from Taco Bell are like four ingredients.
How about we?
It doesn't. They just have different labels.
Can we? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The double decker.
Double decker. Uh-huh.
Double stuffed.
Let's move on.
Double stuffed. Double decker. It's also National Peach Month.
Oh,
there you go.
All right. So Mario's favorite month then.
It should be
ding.
That new Mario game is coming out soon. So get excited. I feel like I need to tone things down a little bit.
Ooh.
Yeah, and maybe move us on to a game. Let's have some fun, huh?
Okay. All right. Take us to a game, Kyle.
Here, let me find it. All right. So I tweeted out yesterday that we're going to play another round of Fair or Not with, of course, State Fair food. So maybe we'll get into it and then I'll explain what the game is and
all right.
And we'll go. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am ready. I am set and I am go.
Good.
It's time to ask Kenny, is it fair or not? Or is it food created by a Twitter bot? It's time to ask Kenny, is it fair or not?
That's right, Kenny. It's time for a round of Fair or Not.
Oh my God. That hurts my heart.
We played this once in episode 327. We also played it in episode 353.
Who are all those people, Kyle?
They're my other brothers. I've been catfishing you this whole time. Today's game, Kenny, is going to be all about food on a stick.
All right.
You will have to guess if each of the foods I mention is a real food on a stick,
okay,
or not. So I guess
and you said they're all on a stick.
Yes, that is correct. So you're basically guessing fair or not. Now there's a twist in this version.
Uh-oh.
All of the answers that are incorrect were generated for realsies by twitter.com/ballparkfoodbot.
Oh, one of our favorite.
These are
one of our favorite on this these episode are or on this show.
That's right. Algorithmically created food on a stick, and you're going to have to guess between these which one is fair and which one is not. Now, all of these real fair foods are coming from the Iowa State Fair, which is starting
Iowa
tell you which ones are real and which ones are not once we're done with this.
I don't want that.
Okay, good. Are we ready? Do we want some music for this?
Just don't play the track with all the Kyles in it, please.
It's time to ask Kenny, is it fair or not? Or is it food created by a Twitter bot? It's time to ask Kenny, is it fair or not?
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
I know the pride is just beaming out of you right now. You're like, oh my gosh, I made such a cool track.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Is that going to be attached to your Falcon Heavy music?
Sure. Yeah. I can put that up there. Yeah.
You should totally tweet out that track.
I don't think Elon would like it. I mean, if that rocket needed a theme song, it's that.
is this rocket fair or not?
We'll see. We will see.
Kenny?
Number, I don't know who it is, but I really like the song. I'm going to name 20, and you're going to have to guess whether it's fair or not. Kenny, ready?
All right, let's do this.
A hot bologna on a stick. Fair or not?
Hot bologna on a stick.
That's right.
As opposed to cold bologna? Let's say fair.
That's correct. Yes.
That sounds so boring, though. That's like the stand that nobody goes to until all of the other stands have a bunch of lines, and you go, all right, I guess I'll get the hot bologna on a stick.
It doesn't say whether or not it's fried or where it comes. I don't know if it's just heated by the sun.
It's just a flap of bologna
on a stick
attached to like a stick.
Yeah. You never know. Number two, Kenny. Egg on a stick.
Egg on a stick?
Fair or not? Don't try and make sense of it.
Don't try to make sense of it. Let's say fair.
That is correct. Yes. Yeah, two for two. Nice, nice work.
Like a hard-boiled egg on a stick.
Yeah.
It would be disguised as a cake pop, but then you'd bite into it. Egg.
Is it oozy or is it?
No. Soft boiled.
Soft boiled egg on a stick.
Oh.
Number three. Spicy spicy cookie on a stick. Fair or not?
I'm going to say not fair.
That's right. That was Jen.
Why would you want a spicy cookie?
I don't know. Ask the ballpark food bot.
The spiciest cookie you'd want is like a ginger snap. And that's not even spicy. It's just ginger is so strong.
What if you did like a chili hot chocolate, like a Mexican hot chocolate cookie?
Cookie?
Yeah.
Does that exist?
Yeah, it's gotta be a thing.
A Mexican hot chocolate cookie.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait. A Mexican hot chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone make that.
Mm-hmm.
Fair? Iowa. Listen.
Number four, barbecued nachos on a stick.
Barbecued nachos on a stick. I want this. So, yes, fair. Oh, dang
it. Nope. That's the ballpark food bot.
I've been duped, but that sounds good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It really, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how they would do that. I don't know how it'd end up on a stick, but it sounds really good. Maybe
a bunch of sticks, I guess.
Or you like roll it in nachos, maybe, and you put cheese on top.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Next one, deep fried Milky Way on a stick.
That's fair.
Yeah, that is correct.
That's too. Oh man, I don't know. That's too real. If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
That makes too much sense.
Yeah, it's been people have been making fried candy bars for the longest time.
Yeah.
Kenny, next one, kimchi mac and cheese on a stick.
Oh God, no, not fair. No,
you're right.
That sounds awful.
Really?
Kimchi mac and cheese?
Yeah.
Mac and cheese?
Mac and kimchi, yeah.
Mac and kimchi.
Which one are you? I guess you'd be Mac. I'd probably. What? I mean, it's kind of like Kyle and Kenny. Close.
What words are you saying right now?
Next one, Kenny. Smoothie on a stick.
That's not fair. What?
That is fair food.
Are they using the strawberry technology?
They must be. That's the only way. Strawberry technologies.
What I'm envisioning in my head is like the fat, like slurpy straw that you take and you pull it out of your smoothie and it's just kind of like kind of covered in some smoothie. And then they just serve that to you over the counter.
Yeah. It's like you're trying to, it's like, you know, when you fill your garbage bag too much and you try and take it out of the garbage bin. And it's like there's a vacuum underneath the garbage,
right.
the trash bag. And it's like,
you know how you actually remedy that, Kyle, is you poke holes in the very bottom of your trash can.
No,
I guess unless it's metal.
I like the suction. So I mean, it's just whatever can make that garbage smell permeate
your garbage sucks.
The house more. That's what I need.
Right.
Especially that garbage juice. Baseball-shaped red vines on a stick.
Baseball-shaped red vines. Let's say not fair. Oh man, that sounds good though.
Yeah,
like a fistful of red vine.
Yeah, just balled up, or kind of like, you know how they do.
Would it be melted down, or would it be kind of coiled up?
It would be coiled up like one of those rubber band balls, but made of red vines.
Red vine.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't want red vine though. I'd want red rope.
Like a ball of yarn. Oh, a red rope ball of yarn. That sounds really good. All right. Kenny, next one. Fried fruit kebab on a stick.
Fried fruit kebab. Kebab kind of already insinuates that it's a stick.
Yes.
But it's a kebab multiple, on a stick.
Yeah. It's not just fruit.
It's like a vertical stick.
That's correct.
And then the kebab goes crosswise.
What?
And it's a... let's say not fair.
No. It is. It's fair.
Okay.
You should try it. Kenny, next one. Golden fried peanut butter and jelly on a stick.
Golden fried? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Golden fried. What is that? I've never heard of that.
Golden fried.
Keep going. There we go. Yeah. Okay. We just needed that second little bump. Oh, jeez. Let's say not fair. Oh,
that is fair.
Can you tell me how this is made or what golden fried means even?
I have a feeling that they probably...
Golden fried!
They probably... You know, we're both really bad at it. We probably just shouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
They probably batter it. It has some sort of breading. Breading.
If I look up golden fried in Google, it sends me to KFC locations.
Ah, well, maybe it's some sort of chicken. Chicken fried peanut butter and jelly on a stick.
And then an Onion article. Long John Silver's introduces new golden fried abomination.
Oh, no. Kenny, next one. Honey on a stick.
Oh, honey, not honeycomb. I would imagine honeycomb.
Why would you want to eat honeycomb?
Kyle, people eat that. It's a thing. Honeycomb on a stick.
Mm.
Honeycomb on a... On a skin? No, on a stick. let's say fair.
That is correct. It is fair food.
I mean, the honeycomb on the stick, Kyle, is the thing that the bee that you were trying to do earlier with the cereal does for the Honey Nut Cheerios, and he kind of like dabs the Honey Nut Cheerios with the honeycomb stick.
You missed it. Patriotic churros on a stick.
Patriotic churros. I don't want them to color my churros, so I'm going to say not fair.
You're right.
Yeah. Although that sounds interesting. Like different like food dye churros.
Yeah, just different batter colors and maybe stacked red, white, blue, rolled in sugar and cinnamon.
That'd be kind of cool, I guess.
Get on it.
Okay.
Caprese salad on a stick.
Yeah, that's not fair. No. What?
They have. Mm-hmm. They have caprese salad on a stick. I don't know how this happens, but I'm super interested.
It's a bowl or a plate of caprese salad
with a stick.
You have to keep it spinning on the stick.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to do it. Next one.
Okay. Yeah.
Twinkie log.
Are you eating oats again?
Yeah, a little bit. Twinkie log. And then in parentheses. Wait.
I'm sorry. I was repeating what you were saying.
Please don't. That's not how this works. Folks can already hear what I'm saying. Twinkie log. In parentheses. Frozen Twinkie dipped in white chocolate and rolled in cashews.
That's fair.
Yeah, I figured I would just give you an easy one. Nice.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Kenny, next one. Grasshopper quesadilla on a stick.
Grasshopper quesadilla? I mean, I've heard of like grasshopper chips, like with grasshopper. No, that's cricket flour. That's not grasshopper. This is not fair. Gross. Ew.
You're right. It's not.
I've heard cricket flower, not grasshopper flower.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
I don't know. What is the difference?
We're not going to look it up, Kenny. Next one, bacon wrapped gyro on a stick.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that kind of culturally banned? Like, can't you not have pork in that? I guess it's Greek. All right, let's say real, because that sounds actually kind of cool. Oh, dang it.
Incorrect. Okay. That is the ballpark food bot.
Okay, the main difference between a grasshopper and a cricket is that crickets tend to have long antennae. Grasshoppers have short antennae. Crickets stridulate, or they sing by rubbing their wings together, while grasshoppers stridulate by rubbing their long hind legs against their wings.
That sounds like a much better word for what I attempt to do when I sing. I stridulate.
I stridulate with my legs.
If I could sing with my legs, things would be... I would join The Voice. Mm-hmm.
That's a new American Idol act.
That's right. Kenny, next one. Chocolate-covered, chunky, bacon, maple, nougat on a stick.
Oh, that just sounds appetizing enough to say it's real. Fair.
That's right. That's right. bacon-wrapped riblet on a stick.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds so good. Let's say real. Fair.
You're doing...
Oh, that sounds amazing.
You're doing very, very, very well. Kenny, two more. Ready?
Okay. All right, here we go.
Chicken sundae on a stick.
Sundae, chicken sundae.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Let's say that's not fair.
You're right. You're right. And Kenny, next one... Cheddar bacon cheese on a stick.
Cheddar bacon cheese. Why is there bacon in the middle of the word cheddar
between
cheese?
Between two cheeses, yeah. Yeah.
No. It's not two cheeses, Kyle. Cheddar is a cheese. Cheese isn't a cheese.
Cheese isn't a cheese. Yeah, no. Cheese is a cheese.
It's just default cheese.
Yeah. It's cheese.
I'm going to say this is not fair.
What? It's fair.
Cheddar bacon cheese.
All right. So you got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got 5 out of 20 wrong. You did very, very, very well. I'm thoroughly impressed.
Thank you. I got 15 right.
Wow.
Oh, that's a better way to say it.
Well, I mean, we can say it however you'd like.
So can I just point something out?
Yeah, please.
In the first, I don't know, I'm guessing 200 episodes of this show, the person who would be asking the questions tended to be me. I tended to ask you a bunch of questions. I like that it's now flipped. I like that you are now asking me the questions.
Because I ask much better questions?
That's not what I said.
I think it was.
No, stop eating oats.
I think it's what you said.
I did not say it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Do you? It's true. But I've only made the episodes 300 and most recent available. I don't think we have anything before 300 right now.
Oh well. Sorry, everybody. You don't get to find out.
We had our Sparta moment. And I figured that's where we should pick back up, you know?
Our what? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
300, got it.
Yeah. Are there any other stories you wanted to get to today before I wrap things up? we got two other things in here.
Okay. I see that you have a scary amusement park ride story here.
Yeah.
I wanted to point out that I watched... this YouTube video, which I guess is part of a series. It's called Defunct Land.
Okay.
Have you heard of that? Have you seen that on YouTube at all?
Probably. In my, you know, late night perusings of YouTube usually, or...
Right. Your late night dig out of a YouTube hole. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the one I watched was about this. It was about the roller coaster called Son of Beast. It was in Kentucky, I think. I don't remember the exact place. Anyway, this was a. It was the first wooden roller coaster to have a vertical loop. And it kept you on the same track. The loop was made out of steel, but the track was still the same, like, wooden roller coaster track.
Mm-hmm.
So it was literally just using gravity and faith that you were going to get around the loop.
Right.
And it was the tallest one. It had the largest drop. It was like the fastest wooden roller coaster. This thing was, it was built up to be really big, and it was, there was a lot of money spent on it, but then somewhere, sometime in the construction, I guess the money ran out or something, and contractors went with cheaper wood or cheaper construction. And so a few months into the ride being open, there were a bunch of like cracks starting to happen, and people were complaining that the ride was super jumpy.
No.
And then I think there was an incident where it hit a part where like the wood had bent enough that the track just like came to a stop.
Nope.
Or something like that. And so it was just like plagued by all these bad things. They had to remove the loop because it was causing more damage than it was helping, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I watched the video series, and the way that the guy was like playing it up, it was like, this is Son of Beast, but it's gonna kill you. It was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds scary. It sounds definitely in the vein of what we do here on the show for scary amusement park rides, but it feels also a little insensitive given some of the most recent events at amusement parks. I think Ohio, something went real wrong at a ride, and so I'm wary to continue this segment simply because it's mildly insensitive. I may personally myself be afraid of these rides, but they can also legitimately be life threatening.
Well, that's why we treat this almost. I mean, we treat it sarcastically most of the time, but we can also treat it genuinely, like. Guys, this is scary. Like, they want you to believe this is a thrill ride, but you're really just, it's a risk.
It's a risk.
You're going to get on it. You don't know if you're going to get off.
It's a kill ride.
It's a death ride.
I said we were insensitive, and that's probably the least sensitive thing we could have said.
That's right. And they're not going to hear it.
Jeez. Okay. All right. So then what you're saying is you want to talk about hamburgers?
Really quick, let's talk about these hamburgers.
All right, Kenny. Do not order hamburgers at restaurants. Period.
That's it. Easy. Right there.
Period.
Only go to fast food places or like burger joints.
That's kind of what they're saying. Now, this is over at Eater New York or ny.eater.com. And they run us down a couple of big points here on why you should not order burgers at restaurants. Are you ready to contend a few of these?
I don't think I'm going to contend. I think I'm probably going to agree.
Okay, I'm going to completely disagree with you then. We're going to play good cop, cool. Good cop, worse cop. Here we go.
Good burger, bad burger.
We'll play good burger, bad burger, Kenny. they're too, here's their first reasoning. They're too big and too rich.
Wait, is this the burger or the people who go there?
The burgers. We're talking about burgers here, Kenny.
Okay.
The restaurant burger has followed the path of the restaurant steak, which is to say it's fattier and bigger than it's ever been. It's basically the de facto main course for two, even though it's listed for one, according to this article here. They say okay. It'd be better off shrinking from 8 ounces to 4 or 6 ounces. Are they talking about cooked or uncooked? I assume cooked.
I don't know about them being too big and too rich. I get too rich in the fat, I guess.
Yeah.
So I mean, some restaurants are like, no, it's like a super lean burger, or they'll give you. In fact, some burger restaurants will actually say like the actual ratio that they use. I guess that's not what they're talking about here. They're talking about restaurants that have a wide range of food on their menu, and then there's a burger kind of like slapped in the corner Yeah, sure. Get the burger.
Yes. But that you're expected to basically only order that because it's a full meal. I guess I lean more on the side of most definitely this is false. But that's also coming from someone who on Sunday decided to grind an entire pound of pork belly and mix it in with ground beef and make burgers out of it. So
that sounds awesome.
That's what I did. Speaking of too big and too rich, deal with it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's something we can agree on then, I guess. It's not too big or too rich.
They're not charred enough, they say.
Okay. That's a loose argument here. That is very subjective.
Well, what you're looking for is the Maillard reaction? Maillard? I think.
I don't know.
It's the thing that makes it real crispity and crunchy on the outside.
I don't want that though. I want a smooth burger.
Really? You want like steamed, like sous vide burger?
Oh, sous vide burger.
Yeah. Folks are doing that.
I like that.
Okay. All right.
So I want each bite to taste exactly the same. I don't want to have crunch on one side and mushy on the other side. Yeah. No. I want uniformity.
I like the crunch. I'm a crunch.
I get, it looks, man. It sounds like we are also agreed on this one.
Well,
or maybe we're not.
I think they're charred just fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's overwhelmed by some sort of add-on or fancy bun.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, these people are really kind of uppity about their burgers.
It's New York, Kenny. It's okay. Let's just dial up our bad feelings about people who live in other places. Meter.
All right. This next one, I definitely have some things to argue about.
They're overloaded.
I don't know about this.
Chefed up burgers, they say, often have too much stuff on them. So they're overburdened, too many toppings, distracting from the meat.
Oh my God.
The Kyle Roderick story.
This is as true of a watery tomato as it is of a slice of bacon.
Hit that last bullet for me.
Related. Please do not put a thick slice of canned pineapple on a burger and call it Hawaiian. That's atrocious.
According to the article, at least.
I don't know anybody who puts a thick slice of canned pineapple and calls it Hawaiian. I don't think I've ever seen that. And like someone just slaps a slice of canned pineapple and goes, yeah, that's the Hawaiian burger. What places in New York is this person going to?
Well, they said they've paid upwards of $41.
Holy cow.
At a place for
canned pineapple?
For a burger and fries. Not for a canned pineapple, but
well,
burger fries.
So now I like the Bonsai Burger from Red Robin, which is a chain. I don't know how wide it is in the United States, but I can devour a Bonsai Burger, which is it has the pineapple slices and teriyaki sauce on it. I can devour that in about a minute and a half. I vacuum that hamburger down. Mm-hmm. It's about $10 and it's gone in 90 seconds.
That's really, it was one of my favorite Nicolas Cage movies. It's where he actually played the can of pineapple.
That's right.
I figure that's kind of where we would stop because it completely, what's the opposite of legitimize? Legitimize?
Opimizes.
Yeah.
Opimize.
It is definitely wrong. Let's just say that.
Yeah. But it has some good factors here. I don't think that I would order a hamburger from a place, from a restaurant that... Like, if you go to a steakhouse and you're like, I don't want this steak. I want a hamburger. No, go somewhere else then. Go to the McDonald's or something down the street. If you want a hamburger, just go get a hamburger.
But the other thing is, if you're going to these restaurants where they charge upwards of $27 to $40 for a burger, typically you won't be ordering the burger at those places. The burger is quite possibly the cheapest item on the menu that you would be ordering. And by going to that restaurant, you understand that you're going to get a, you're getting a level of quality of this food that would be expectant of any dish being served at that restaurant. It's just being applied to a burger.
Right. It's definitely not the cream of the crop.
Well, it could have some cream.
I knew you were going to say that.
A little bit of cream.
As the words were coming out of my mouth, I knew Kyle's going to make a pun. Like, he's going to do something
like
funny with this.
Like a cheese crop. Like a...
A cheddar bacon cheese crop.
Cheddar bacon cheese crop.
Oh, that title.
Ding. What kind of haircut do you... Well, I kind of want the cheddar bacon cheese crop.
Cheddar bacon cheese crop.
If you would. It's just like a... It's just flat on top. Lots of yellow.
Oh, gross.
Kind of oily.
Oh.
So that's it.
Okay.
This has been the Good Stuff Morning Show. We're over on goodstuff.fm, Kenny.
Yeah.
It's a podcast network that that I help run with...
Yeah.
With my good pal, Chris Enns from Canada.
Yeah.
And you don't need to agree every time. It's fine.
Well, I was going to say that Chris posted in the chat room that he had Taco Bell for the first time last week.
Are you... Okay.
That's something we may have to bring him on this show to talk
about.
Yes,
yes. Also, we could probably start a new podcast on goodstuff.fm because I have that power. My first Taco Bell. Coming to goodstuff.fm soon, very, very soon. If you at all are interested in explaining your first Taco Bell experience, I feel like it needs to be recent, right? It needs to be within the last, what?
Month?
5 years.
Oh, 5 years.
I'm trying.
That's a wide range there.
The thing is, I just don't think it's going to be probably not that widespread. I think folks have been there before.
Well,
whether knowingly or unknowingly,
it looks like it's a rare restaurant in Canada, according to Chris.
Okay,
so maybe that's a Canadian only.
He did say that he was camping. So what I'm curious about is how those two overlap. I guess you'll have to tune in to goodstuff.fm/highcontrast to find out.
Oh, maybe.
Booyah. Kenny, you can also go over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review.
Ooh, we're not soliciting anything like that.
We actually are. No,
please?
No, I'm asking if you would go over to goodstuff.fm/support. We've got links that go directly to iTunes and a whole bunch of other cool things that we like where you can help either directly or indirectly support the show. Buy us beer, buy us coffee. Leave a review for the freezies. That's it. There's no ice cream over there.
Mm, it doesn't melt.
It is for freezies though,
freezies.
That's why I was trying to kind of loop it all back together.
I see what you did.
That's right. I guess that's it. Go check out some of the other great shows on goodstuff.fm. But that's all I have.
Okay, where's our outro music?
Oh, I can play it now if you'd like me to. I thought maybe you would want the other song that I made today instead.
I don't want that song ever again.
But I did get to play it twice.
You did get to play it twice. You did. You were allowed to play it multiple times.
I was really hoping that I'd be able to play it a third time.
No.
I spent a lot of time and effort on it. I
know you did.
I feel like it was
too bad for you.
Okay. All right. Well, tune in next time for episode 360, where we play another round of Fried or Not, because I still won't play this song. Until then, goodbye.